In this morning's KMCU Newsmaker, I'm chatting with Janice Nolan, the Vice President for Midwest Policy at the American Lung Association, about a new air quality report out on Missouri cities and counties from the American Lung Association and the dangers highlighted in that report.
We found that the St. Louis metro area ranked 29th most polluted for ozone. So it's up there in the areas that have a lot of ozone pollution. Kansas City is ranked 62nd most polluted for ozone. Last year it was 46, so it's doing even better as well. It's improved its ranking for ozone as well. Clay County, Missouri was the most polluted county in Kansas City's metro area, and it got a D for its air quality for ozone levels. Some of the other areas did better. You had several parts of the state that actually served on our cleanest list, in fact. So depending on the pollutant, we had different levels of good news as well as bad news. Places like, for example, Springfield-Branson, Missouri, was on both our lists for the cleanest cities for short-term particle pollution and the cleanest cities for ozone pollution. So there are a mixture of good news and challenges remaining in the Missouri area.
Now, Kansas City seems like it might be a bit of a success story improving its ranking. How do cities or counties go about reducing emissions and improving those rankings?
Well, for the most part, a lot of them are currently benefiting from some things that we've done nationally. For example, a few years ago, we put cleaner gasoline in the market so that the gasoline that's available everywhere in the country has less sulfur in it, and that helps to make the emissions control systems in everybody's car work better, and so they're not polluting as much. And when that was adopted, it was recognized that that was going to help reduce ozone pollution across the country without local agencies or local governments having to do anything about it. We've also seen things like reductions in emissions from power plants, from coal-fired power plants, transitioning to natural gas plants, things like that that have made a difference in reducing the emissions that can create pollution. So there's some major things that are happening nationwide, thanks to the Clean Air Act, that actually have helped benefit a lot of the country. In addition, there are probably local things that are going on in these cities based on older work that we've been doing, like making sure that emissions that are local sources of emissions can reduce those emissions. One of those is a lot of cities have equipment on their gas pumps that keep emissions, volatile organic compounds, from coming out of the gasoline pump when you're pumping the gas. It captures those gases so they don't get into the atmosphere. Ozone is one of those gases that doesn't come out of a tailpipe. It doesn't come out of a smokestack. It cooks in the atmosphere. So you have to control the raw ingredients, the volatile organic compounds and other things that can actually create ozone when you've got it in the atmosphere. And one of the things we're seeing in much of the country is that it had more ozone because we had a really hot year in 2016. Glad to see that Missouri didn't suffer from that problem.
How do these results for areas in Missouri compare to other areas in the country?
We do see a lot of places that have more pollution. You look at California, you've got a lot of cities there. But as I said, St. Louis ranks 29th most polluted for ozone. That's pretty bad. However, good news about it is it's its best year ever. It's still got a problem, still has too many unhealthy air days, but it definitely has improved over the last 19 years that we've been doing this report.
So why does all of this matter? How does this impact people's health or maybe the health of our environment?
Many ways. Ozone and particle pollution, which is the other pollutant that we look at in this report, are very harmful to human health. Ozone pollution and particle pollution can not only cause people to have asthma attacks, miss school, they can also shorten your life. They can literally kill you. Ozone pollution can affect how children's lungs develop. It can affect a range of things that we're beginning to look at beyond the lungs, including things like having low birth weight in babies or newborn babies. We're beginning to examine some evidence of implication on cardiovascular health. With particle pollution, we know even more about that. We know that having unhealthy levels of particles can cause heart attack, stroke, can cause lung cancer, as well as having impacts on low birth weight in children, but also on the cognitive system. So the more we're learning about these pollutants, the more harmful they are showing, but they do both literally kill you, and that's one of the big reasons we want to get them out of the air. It's harmful to have them in the air we breathe.
To find out more about the report and to read about the dangers of pollutants in the air, visit KMCU.com. You can also share the story from the KMCU Facebook page. Be sure to tune in weekday mornings around 7:25 for the KMCU Newsmaker. I'm Brian Locke.